The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material. This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The growing crises engulfing the White House, from booster shots to diplomatic disputes, the border.
If somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
How many people do you believe have been released into the United States since Joe Biden took office?
It's well over a million and counting.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studio. Here's Mike Gallagher.
I like that expression that the Democrats are facing a five-alarm political fire. They really are. How could they not, when you have Democrat leaders like the mayor of San Francisco? Apparently, she was caught going maskless at a city jazz club, dancing around and bopping around and singing and spewing her spittle all over the nightclub, endangering everybody with her super spreader behavior. But it's okay. She has a good reason for it. You got to hear her explanation. Meanwhile, here are the highlights of Biden's speech today at the UN. He didn't say much. I mean, he said we need the political will and science to defeat COVID. We've sent the vaccine to 100-plus countries. Extreme weather events represent code red for humanity, he said. And experts telling us that we're approaching a point of no return. We're back to that again. We're all going to die here in the matter of just a couple of years. This is a decisive decade, he said, for our world. We must work together around the world to defeat COVID and prepare for the next pandemic. The next pandemic, I'm not sure this one's ever going to end. We're going to be in this pandemic for the rest of our lives. And there's so much to try to unpack today with Democrats and their hypocrisy. And honest to goodness, there's a reason states like Florida are seeing a surge of Republican voters. Do you know that Florida is on the verge of becoming a Republican majority state by number of voters for the first time ever? It's never happened. There's always been more Democrats, registered voters who are Democrats, than Republicans. It's about to change. How could it not? I hear from Democrats every day who can't believe their party. They can't believe what the Democrat Party has turned into. Do you realize the Democrats are capable of electing somebody like London Breed? Now, I know San Francisco is wild. I get it. It's a world unto itself. Most Americans can't relate in any way, shape, or form to the antics of San Francisco. And maybe a great example of that is the woman who runs the city, the mayor. So she held a press conference this week over the firestorm of controversy she's facing. Her own city ordinance, which is one of the strictest ordinances in the country, requires masks indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not. Now, you got to hear her explanation. This is classic. This is the Gavin Newsom French laundry thing all over again. This is Chris Cuomo caught on tape marching through his apartment building without a mask on, confronting bicyclists out in his house in the Hamptons when he's in the middle of fighting COVID. These guys are such a joke, but consider this woman, the mayor of one of America's most famous, prominent cities. I give you the mayor of San Francisco explaining why she violated her own strict mask mandate inside a city jazz club.
These incredible musicians who performed and who really uplifted the spirits of not just myself, but all of the people who were there. And from my perspective, you know, I was there, I was eating, and I was drinking, and I was sitting with my friends, and everyone who came in there was vaccinated. So the fact that we have turned this into a story about being maskless, no, I'm not gonna sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, sip and put my mask on, eat and put my mask on. While I'm eating and I'm drinking, I'm gonna keep my mask off. And yes, in the end time, while we're drinking, like everyone else there, we were all having a good time. And again, all vaccinated. So the fact that this is even a story is sad.
Oh, it got better. Where's the bit about feeling the spirit? Oh, we left the best part out. She felt the spirit. She wanted to move. She was feeling the spirit. I'll get that. I'll play that clip maybe for Alfredo Ortiz because we left the best part out. Yeah, she was feeling the spirit. She was having a good time. And she was vaccinated. Never mind that the city ordinance literally requires vaccinated people to wear a mask indoors. But she's the mayor. She's a Democrat. She's having a good time. She's feeling the spirit. She was moved by this great musician. Oh, yeah, you got to hear this. It's a classic. Well, I'll have some fun with that with Alfredo Ortiz, who I'm going to see night after in 2 days here in Tampa at the Grand Hyatt for the Bring Small Businesses Back Job Creators Network Tour. That's all ahead here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome in. It's Tuesday. We got a lot to break down this hour for you. Glad you're here. Don't forget to check out our podcast at MikeOnline.com. Take the show with you 24/7. My daily chats with the great Mark Davis. Long-form interviews that you don't get to hear on the radio. It's all available at MikeOnline.com. Sign up, subscribe for free wherever podcasts are available. And don't forget to watch the show as you listen to us on this great radio station, because we video stream the show every day at MikeOnline.com. And if you haven't seen the video stream lately, I think you'll like what you see. We've been making a lot of changes and a lot of tweaks and a lot of adjustments. Looks pretty good. Might be some pretty exciting things coming that way on that platform. Check it all out. Watch Mike on TV at MikeOnline.com.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Go to a party, everyone turns to see this beautiful lady walking around with me. And then she asks me, do you feel all right? And I say,
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal.
But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor. Yeah, this is a classic. The mayor of San Francisco felt the spirit. She doesn't have to wear a mask. Though all those celebrities at the Emmy Awards last weekend, they didn't need to wear a mask. Wow. The Democrats are in trouble. The left has lost control of the messaging. And one organization that has been fighting diligently for small business owners and small businesses in America is Job Creators Network. Alfredo Ortiz is the president and CEO of JCN. We're going to see him Thursday here in the Tampa Bay area with the Bring Back Small Businesses tour. Alfredo, welcome back. How's the tour coming?
Hey, Mike. Great to talk to you. It's going fantastic, and I can't wait to see you on Thursday. It's funny how it's all coming full circle. Remember, several years ago, that's where we started the tour. And several years later, we have a big, exciting presentation that's going to be great, obviously featuring you. I'll be on there, but we're also have Governor DeSantis, so we're very excited about that.
It's a huge deal because Ron DeSantis, in many ways, is the political epicenter of America right now. I saw this report this week in Politico that Republicans are about to take over Democrats in terms of voter registration for the first time ever. People are loving the leadership of Ron DeSantis. Of course, you hear a lot about murmurings that he might be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party in 2024. But this is going to be an opportunity, Alfredo, for our listeners to come out to the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay and participate in a real robust, compelling conversation about not only the economy and what it means for small business owners and entrepreneurs, but also these things like the border crisis, Afghanistan, All these challenges that the Biden administration is facing right now. We're going to explore it all Thursday night at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. Fantastic conversation. I mean, there's so much to talk about, regarding what Biden has screwed up. It's we probably would need a week to cover it all.
No, but we're going to do a good job of it covering it Thursday night. Come on out and join us. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. It's at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay. The VIP reception starts at 5:30, the main event at 7 p.m. I'll be up there on stage. Alfredo Ortiz, Governor Ron DeSantis, and many other great guests. TheAnswerTampa.com for tickets. We hope to see you there in person. TheAnswerTampa.com. Alfredo, I know your story. I mean, you were born to poor immigrant parents in Southern California. I would love to pick your brain about, sadly, the recall election falling short and failing to recall this awful governor, Gavin Newsom. I'd also like your perspective as a child of immigrants about what you make of what you're seeing at the southern border right now with 15,000 Haitian illegals camped out under a bridge in Del Rio, Texas.
Yeah, well, Mike, first of all, I was born in, San Diego, California, so I guess you can say I'm a native Californian. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhat not surprised about the recall effort just because, California has gone so woke, so left. It's just such a shame. It's such a beautiful state, really a wonderful state. It's got so many resources. I spent several days just walking around the beautiful sun and stuff like that, but you could see how people are just, across the board. I mean, I have to tell you, Mike, storefront after storefront closed up because they just can't continue under that regime that he had. But, it really is kind of, it's disheartening, actually, that recall effort didn't work out because I think California needed to turn around. I think Larry Elder would have done a fantastic job. you know, I just hope Larry continues to fight the fight, and you know, because we need to.
We need his voice. We need people like you more than ever. I want to talk a little bit about the Job Creators Network bus tour. I mean, there's future stops. JCNBusTour.com, JCNBusTour.com for information. Alfredo, when I talk to entrepreneurs, when I talk to small business owners, they are filled with dread. They are filled with anxiety. They're filled with apprehension. I know you guys hear it every day at Job Creators Network as well.
Yeah, we absolutely do. In fact, Mike, you know, we have a poll that we've really started in the past several months. You know, the Job Creators Network Small Business Intelligence Quotient, SBIQ. And I have to tell you, at the beginning of the year, small business owners were more optimistic. They liked what they were seeing. But I have to tell you, what we're seeing now going forward, they are not optimistic. They're very concerned about the mandates coming back. They're concerned about inflation. Just, you know, the commodity costs are going through the roof. You know, it's just a real, real issue. And, you know, consumer confidence, as you saw, tanked the last month. And so these are some real concerns here for our small business owners.
I got to get this in because this is so important, Alfredo. Job Creators Network, you guys are warriors, and people are up in arms about vaccine mandates against businesses that have 100 or more employees. In many cases, these are small businesses, small business owners. I hear that you guys are trying to and getting ready. You're gearing up for a major action with regards to the Biden administration and this unconstitutional vaccine mandate.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. We're preparing to sue the Biden administration, OSHA, for this just complete government overreach, you know, asking OSHA to basically enforce a mandate on what Biden has positioned as, you know, our largest employers in this country. And I don't know about you, Mike, but when I hear words largest employers in our country, I think Delta, Coca-Cola, American Airlines, IBM, right? That's what I think when I think largest employers. No, they're looking at 100 employees or more. Remember, Mike, that the Small Business Administration itself defines small businesses as 500 employees or less. So think about that. So if you have, let's say you're a franchisee and you may have 2-3 restaurant locations, you would drop into that. You're a small manufacturer potentially somewhere out in the Midwest. You would fall into that. And I have to tell you, every single stop we have gone to where you know, these folks, these companies would be impacted, they are scared half to death of its implementation because they say, we already have a labor shortage. It's so hard for us to keep people, and this will actually force employees to leave. And they're very, very concerned about that. And so, yes, so we are preparing to, you know, sue the Biden administration. Today, in fact, though, Mike, we actually, you know, I made a statement that we are actually encouraging and asking Biden to take this back and, you know, to put it back because it's just not right. It's unconstitutional. And like I said, it's a massive overreach of the federal government that's going to hurt small business.
Job Creators Network is touring the country. For details, go to JCNBusTour.com, JCNBusTour.com. Alfredo, Godspeed. Keep fighting the good fight. I'll see you day after tomorrow in Tampa.
That's right. See you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Alfredo. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free, no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I don't know how it's possible. If in fact, the people in charge of our foreign policy did not see all of these factors and conclude that there was a very real possibility of a very rapid collapse, then we've got the wrong people making military and diplomacy decisions in our government.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Uh-oh. the U.S. is starting to try to repatriate more and more of the illegals, the migrants in Del Rio. Somebody wanted this. Somebody said this week, you ought to go to Del Rio, Mike, and do your show from there. Yeah, that's what I want to do. Hang out with thousands of illegals. Guarantee a whole bunch of them have COVID. That's what, I don't want to go down to the hall to the bathroom. I get nervous. I shook somebody's hand yesterday, and I was so paranoid. And it's all me. It's not normal. I know I'm goofy. A lot of us are living this way because we're just kind of in fear with these thousands and thousands of migrants. So they're starting to deport them. You know what the New York Times takeaway is? I kid you not. Headline, deported by U.S., Haitians are in shock. I don't know this country. This is an actual article in the New York Times. These Haitian migrants longed for the possibility of a better life in the United States. Well, wait a minute. Circle back, Psaki said they're not even staying very long. What do you mean they're longing for a better life? They don't want a better, they just want to go to Disney World for a weekend and then go home again. Right? Circle back said that yesterday. Pretty fascinating exchange with Peter Ducey. Check this out. This is cut number one. Here's Jen Psaki with Peter Ducey yesterday at the White House.
A question about what's going on at the border. Is somebody asking the foreign nationals who are walking into Del Rio, Texas, and setting up camps on this side of the border for proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test?
Well, first of all, I can readdress for you or re-talk you through what steps we take.
That is the policy for people who fly into the country. So if somebody walks into the country right across the river, does somebody ask them to see their vaccination card?
Well, let me explain to you again, Peter, how our process works. As individuals come across the border, and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time. I don't think it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Peter, let me explain this to you. Let me just explain this, our process. If they have symptoms, they're quarantined. Well, wait a minute. We've been told over and over again you could walk around with COVID without symptoms for a while before you get symptoms. Can't you transmit the virus asymptomatically? That's what Fauci told us. So I guess Circleback doesn't believe Fauci. Furthermore, Circleback must not believe that these people are really seeking asylum, because Circleback says they're not intending to stay here for a long time. Well, I'm reading here in the New York Times. They longed for the possibility of a better life under a president who had protected Haitians in the United States from deportation, and many believed would relax entry requirements. I think that would be Biden, right? Which president are they talking about? I think they're talking about Biden, because he definitely relaxed entry requirements. Thank you, New York Times, for acknowledging that. So, the Haitians sold their belongings, left their jobs, pulled their kids out of school, and they headed north. But instead of the reception they'd expected, writes the New York Times, they were detained in the small border town of Del Rio, Texas, and without warning, deported to Haiti, a broken country many no longer recognized, in a head-spinning sequence that left them feeling mistreated and betrayed. I know you think I'm making this. I know you think I'm reading from The Onion. This is the New York Times. Their concern is for the Haitian illegals who feel betrayed by the United States. Some said they'd never talked to an immigration agent. Others said they'd been tricked, told they were being released or sent to Florida. And instead, they were packed on a plane to Port-au-Prince, where they landed Sunday, some in hand and ankle cuffs after protesting. Nikitome Viles, who'd been living in Panama since 2003, working as a welder and carpenter, said, "I thought the United States was a big country with laws. They treated us terribly. What am I going to do?" he asked. "I don't know this country anymore." The Haitian illegals don't know our country anymore. I'm reading from the, I swear to you, Derek, I guess we got to post this article because people are going to call me a liar. So the New York Times went to Haiti. This is Dateline Port-au-Prince. The New York Times reporter went to Haiti to interview one of the 300 Haitians deported. 300 out of 15,000 that are living under a bridge right now in Del Rio, Texas. Mr. Viles and about 300 other Haitians who landed on Sunday were among the first of the 14,000 migrants who authorities in the country expect over the next 3 weeks. These Haitians don't know our country. They don't recognize it anymore. Deflated and bewildered. Again, I'm reading from the article. Right hand on a Bible, I promise you, I'm reading from the New York Times. Deflated and bewildered, the returned migrants spent their first day back in Haiti trying to decide what to do next. It's heartbreaking. How about the guy with the horse? I mean, we gotta lock that Border Patrol agent up, for crying out loud. He was on a horse with the reins, and it really traumatized Chris Cuomo over at CNN. Some of the Border Patrol agents are on horseback, and they're trying to keep the illegals from entering the country. Good luck with that. Well, Chris Cuomo saw the picture of the Border Patrol agent on a horse with the Haitian, you know, in front of the horse. It was enough to do Chris Cuomo in.
We really are in the throes in this country of figuring out who we are and what we're about. And I was taken aback by a single image that should make you pay attention to a problem. This one. There's a lot here. Yeah, as an image, to me it does smack of a bygone era of slavery, aided by reports of people being beaten, whether with a riding crop or the reins, most likely. You may be drawn to the desperation of the man trying to escape. Others, in the desperation of keeping our borders safe, of what I believe the former president tried to depict as a brown menace at our border.
Sorry this is happening to you. I hope you'll be all right. I hope Chris Cuomo recovers. Perhaps, you know, I know I've read about him. He makes a lot of money. He's got a big fancy home in the Hamptons, beautiful apartment on the Upper West Side. Maybe he could take some of these Haitians. Maybe they could live with him for a while. I mean, Psaki said they're not staying long. So don't worry, Chris. They won't camp out forever. They're just seeking temporary asylum. Why do I have a feeling that they're seeking asylum just enough to be here longer than through November of 2022? That's just about as long as they'll be here. After the midterms, then maybe they'll go back. So maybe that's what Psaki meant. How do you, if a Trump press secretary said something like that, the media would crucify that press secretary 24/7. But not this media, not this beast. This beast likes to give Joe Biden a wide berth. James, you're in the ReliefFactor.com studios, the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, James.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'll tell you what, your job is using words to express thoughts and opinions and facts.
Yes, sir.
And in a way, so is Circlebacks. And if you listen to her words very closely, she uses one word twice. The word is intended. The second time she said they intend on staying here just a short time. But pay more attention to the first time she uses it, where she says, "We intend to take their temperature." She used it when they were describing the intention of the government with the respect of checking and answering Peter Ducey's question.
Oh, you know, and you know what? You're right. You got a great ear. I've got the transcript in front of me. This is exactly what she said. She said, "Let me." When he asked about COVID and the illegals, here's how our process works. Again, Peter, how our process works. Here's an exact quote, James. As individuals come across the border, they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. Good catch.
Yeah, there you go.
Good catch. Good catch, James. You're right on the money. Portions of our show brought to you by Lemon Squad. You cannot buy a car without having a lemon, without being a lemon. No matter where across the country you want to get a used car, truck, SUV, or RV, for as little as $179, Lemon Squad will send a mechanic to run a diagnosis of the engine, the transmission, and the airbags. They're going to inspect the drivetrain, steering, brakes, and suspension. They're going to check for previous accident or flood damage. You know, my son Trevor's car, a lot of people saw the picture of his car after his head-on crash. I think that if Trevor were to try to resell that car, you wouldn't need Lemon Squad to assess that there's been a problem. Have you seen the car? If you text the keyword, is it car, right, Derek? Text car to 1-800-655-6453 if you want to see the damage done when my dumb kid, my moron son, was in a car. I'm kidding, of course. I love him dearly, and he's a teacher, and he's doing great. He's in a wheelchair. And he's teaching. He's about to get back into his house. We got the ramps almost finished. The house has been remodeled. And he's got a great spirit. And check out how he survived. You'll see this car. You won't believe this kid survived this car crash. Text CAR to 1-800-655-6453 if you want to see what a head-on crash looks like to a Nissan Altima. But I digress. Because obviously this car will not be resold, but there's a lot of cars that are potential lemons. This car isn't a lemon. This car is a, what do you call this, a cantaloupe? Go to lemonsquad.com/Mike. Get on the schedule today. You're going to get a 10% discount. You do not want to buy a lemon. Trust me. And anywhere in the country you want to buy a car, Lemon Squad will come inspect it for you. I want to make sure that used vehicle you're checking out is not a lemon. Go to lemonsquad.com/Mike. lemonsquad.com/Mike. Look at all the people sending in car to the MyPillow text line. Yep, but he is doing great. And he has been an inspiration to me. Because if I had as many broken bones as he had as a result of this accident, 2 shattered legs, left arm, left wrist all shattered, 7 broken ribs. And I was there, the day after, right, Eric? I got there like the morning after. He has had a great attitude and an amazing spirit throughout. So the Gallaghers come from strong stock, except for me. They get that from their mama. It is not from me. Because if that happens to me, you'd never see me again. I'd be in the bed for the rest of my life. But not Trevor Gallagher. All the Gallagher boys are tough. And even Lily, my granddaughter, is tough. Not me. I know you haven't heard. This is going to shock you. I'm a bit of a baby. I'm a little bit of a baby. I plead guilty to that. 800-655-MIKE. What do you make of Chris Cuomo being upset about the Haitian being chased down on horseback by a Border Patrol agent? How about the New York Times coverage? There's a Haitian who's in shock. I don't know this country anymore. Wow.
Support law enforcement? We do too. GallaghersHeroes.org.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Gallagher.
Mike, you misunderstood Peppermint Patty Psaki. When she says the people aren't going to stay there long, she means they're not going to stay at the border long. Not that they're not going to stay in America very long. And that's what everybody's missing. They're going to get them on buses and planes and spread them all across the country. Keep fighting the good fight, buddy.
Hi, Mike. I don't think you got this right. They don't plan on dealing with the border. If they had $8 million in there for amnesty on their bill, that would equal all 4 years of open border at the rate they're coming in. $8 million amnesty.
Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Also by Warner Brothers Pictures and Cry Macho from legendary director Clint Eastwood, a story of being lost and found. Eastwood returns as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder who takes a job to bring back a man's young son from Mexico. The thus unlikely pair face an unexpectedly challenging journey. People are loving this movie. There's a lot of buzz about this. It's great. You know, Clint Eastwood is 91 years old. Good for him. See it in theaters now. HBO Max for 31 days. It's now playing Cry Macho, rated PG-13. We found the clip, by the way, of the mayor, cut 7. Here's the San Francisco mayor bragging, doubling down, defiant over violating her own mask mandate while throwing off her mask and dancing inside a city jazz club the other night in San Francisco. Here's why.
I don't know about you, but if you know who they are, I don't care where you're sitting. You're going to get up and start dancing. My drink was sitting at the table. I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit. And I wasn't thinking about a mask. I was thinking about having a good time. And in the process, I was following the health orders.
It's hard to believe that woman is actually the mayor of any city, much less San Francisco. She was feeling the spirit. She wasn't thinking about no mask. She didn't need no stupid mask. She's feeling the spirit. She's dancing. We all ought to start feeling the spirit, I guess. Next time the flight attendant yells at you because your mask dips down just a little bit under your nose, say, well, ma'am, I'm feeling the spirit. Not thinking about a mask. I'm like Mayor London Breed. Yeah, what a piece of work. San Francisco deserves her. I swear, California, you deserve these people. I mean, I know that you're outnumbered if you're a Republican in California. But my Lord, that's a classic of all classics. Don't forget, speaking of classics, portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheets, the sale of the year. I've been begging Mike to do it. You can now buy one set of Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, smoothest, most comfortable sheets in the world. Get the second set free. You need two sets of sheets, right? Buy one set, get the second set free. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034. All right, another job well done by the team. Tracy and Eric and Derek and Yuri and Robert and everybody else. Thank you for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow. Don't forget, the big event Thursday in Tampa. For tickets, go to theanswertampa.com. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.